This is Brother Metter, and I come to you tonight in the precious holy name of Jesus. And I want you to know there's something moving in prayer. It's been many a day since I felt this moving of the Spirit of God from way down deep inside, and a longing to come before the Lord in what I call prevailing prayer. That is when you go to the Lord in prayer and there's a faith in your heart, there's a determination in your spirit that you're going to seek God, and you have it in your heart that you're going to get an answer, because you need an answer. You need God to move and do some things in your life and your spirit, man. And I might have quoted this scripture the other day. Don't remember, doesn't matter. But, you know, the Bible talks about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There was a man that was subject to like passion. The Bible says Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passion as we are. But he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and God heard his voice. God hearkened to his prayer, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then God spoke to him, and he went back to prayer and prayed, and he moved God. And it says, and the earth brought forth rain, and then it brought forth fruit. So there is something moving in prayer. I feel it way down deep in my soul, and it's time for God's people to shake themselves and awaken themselves and go back to seeking God and go back to asking God for a spirit of fervent, prevailing prayer. You know, it's like the spirit of prayer has left God's people. It's like a force has stood up against prayer until people, they just won't push through it anymore. And we were at the church Sunday, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, there's a spirit that has gotten in the church that is fighting against prayer. And I don't know how many of you have seen the video where I talked about how God, back December of 2018, spoke to me out of the book of Joshua, and I believe it's the 8th chapter, and Joshua had a spear in his hand, and he went into battle, and he held that spear out, and as long as Joshua held that spear out, the armies of Israel prevailed, and he held it out the whole battle. And I was reading that early one morning about 5:30, and I saw Joshua in the spirit. I saw him holding that spear out, and the scene of what I was looking at changed, and I saw myself holding that spear, and the Lord told me to get a spear as a sign, and when he moved on me by his spirit to hold it out, then that a spirit of prevailing prayer and the spirit of this kingdom going forth in power was going to stand up. Well, the Spirit of the Lord moved on me Sunday to put that spear in my hand and hold it out and bind that spirit that was coming against the spirit of prayer in people's hearts and lives and homes. And I did that, and the Holy Ghost fell on me, and I began to bind Satan. I began to rebuke that thing. I told him to open the front door of the church, and I drove it out by the Spirit of God. And I said to every one of you, stand on your feet and raise your hand and begin to ask God for a spirit of prevailing prayer. This weak, watered down spirit, this lack of faith, this force of unbelief that has gotten in God's people, and they're going to prayer like they got a backbone made out of milk toast or something. It's got to stop. And a spirit of prayer and seeking God and a fervent spirit until you know that you have prevailed has got to return to God's people. You're not going to move God in unbelief. You're not going to move God in weak, watered down prayer that has no emphasis, that has no fight and strength and determination in it. God is not going to move for you because you're in a bad situation. The Lord told me many years ago, he said, I will not feed somebody because they're hungry. He said, if I did, there wouldn't be a hungry person in the world. He said, I will not heal somebody because they're in pain or because they're sick. He said, people's infirmities and people's conditions does not move me. He said, faith in my word and faith that I will move in situations and circumstance is what moves me. The Lord told me, he said, it just situations and circumstance move me. He said, there wouldn't be a homeless person. There wouldn't be a sick person. There wouldn't be a hungry person. There wouldn't be a person in financial need anywhere in the earth tonight if situations just move me. But situations don't move God. Faith that God is going to move and answer your prayer. Faith believing that God is and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek them. This is what moves God. And it's time for God's people to get this spirit of lethargy or this apathy, this tepid, lukewarm, watered down. I have never seen the spirit in the church that's in the church today. And it's time to go back to seeking God with a fervence, with a hungry heart, with a determination and believing that God is going to move for you. And I encourage you, when you go to prayer, get down on your knees or however you pray, but go with a determination. Go with a faith, go with a strength, go with an understanding, go believing that God is hearing your prayer, that God is hearkening to your voice, and you know that you've got faith that you're touching and moving God, because I'm going to tell you, when it's there, you can feel it, and when it's not there, you can feel it, but it's time to fight. God's people have lost their fight. They're not pressing in prayer. They're not seeking in prayer. They're not putting the emphasis and the energy behind what they're saying and what they're doing. It's just like a dead, dry, mumbling speech. The Lord said, cry out to me. He said, cry aloud, lift up your voice. So it's time to lift our voices and seek God in prayer. And may God bless you. And I pray this word gets a hold of your heart.